Thank you very much for that introduction. Yes, we are very glad to be here. I've lost Nancy in the crowd, though. I don't know. Yeah, there she is over there with her hand up. Yeah, I was standing by the door, but I lost her when she came in. Joel's back there at the command post, and Anna Maria, yes, is next to Nancy. It's very good to be here with you all today. Our topic in this conference is getting out of our comfort zone. Let's talk about that today for a few minutes, and I'll blend in the radio work. Let's talk for a minute about pioneer work in Albania. We're not the first to do this. You do realize this. The Apostle Paul, he said this, and we often think of this verse, but we forget that it's related to Albania. He says, I made it my aim to preach the gospel not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation. But the verse prior to this is what? Do you remember? Well, here's the verse prior to this. Verse 19. If I can get this with the work here. All right. Let's see. Okay. He said this. All right. And verse 19. So that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum. This is the ancient name for Albania. So Paul, he was getting out of his comfort zone, going to many places in this world and preaching the gospel, including Albania during the first century. Well, many years passed, and if I can get this, 1900 years later, what happened? Well, Albania needed the gospel once again. And is this not working? All right, let's see. I'll just give you the sign and you click it over. Communism fell upon this part of the world. And of course, we know that the communism in Albania was the worst of its kind. It was the worst regime in all of Eastern Europe. They thought that Russia was lukewarm. Imagine that. You know, and they broke with Russia. And they also thought that China, they predicted, what's it true now, that they were the red capitalist. And they said, we are the true Marxist. And in 1991, when people started going in 1993, when we got there, there was no known believers in 1991 when this country began to open up. Because in 1967, they declared to be official atheism as their, so to speak, state religion. And they were not like North Korea. People were listening to the radio there in North Korea. That did not happen in Albania. No known believers. You were caught with radios, you were taken away. And, or worse. So, you know, Paul went there, first century, did pioneer work. In the early 90s, communism fell, virgin soil, pioneer work needed to happen there. Let's go on to the next slide. Mm-hmm. The initial pioneer work started in the early 90s. Actually, the assemblies in Italy began to do this. Do you realize there's a lot of assemblies in Italy? And they began to work up and down the coast, spearheading into the capital city of Tirana, north and south, bringing the gospel there, and there's assemblies planted there. It was like going into a fearful place at that time. You didn't know if you were going to come out dead or alive during these early years. So talking about getting out of your comfort zone. You have to applaud the Italian brethren for doing that. And of course, we arrived shortly thereafter. Go on to the next slide. In 1993, our son Joel was born. Go on. Okay. Just born 6 months old. Anna came by a little bit later on. She's the last one. And again, it was like, I told my father at that time, I said, it must be like the Great Depression days or even before that. I remember what he used to tell us about that. I mean, it was pretty rough, you know, how would you say it? Rustic at times. But what did you do? Starting from zero. Evangelism, church planning, discipleship, nothing was translated. I mean, truly getting out of one's comfort zone. This is the zone we work in, Elbasan, Pogradets, and Korcha. And it's a strip in the southeastern part of the country. You know, maybe there's some people here that have really been thinking about how can I get out of my comfort zone? I'll give you a couple suggestions as we go along. Here's one. Pack up your bags. It's not so uncomfortable now in Albania as it was in the beginning years. Pack up your bags, put your children on the airplane with you and come over and settle into Korcha. That would be a wonderful place. Just a small assembly there really needs a worker. There would be a good way to get out of your comfort zone. Okay, let's go on. But now, why radio? I was asked to speak about the radio. Well, it's interesting. Let's go on to the next. This has nothing to do with what I was told was a book that came out, but it's just a verse that has spoken to my heart. Jabez called on God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me." That's something that Nancy and I have always had, is always wanting to expand, to enlarge the kingdom of God, to get the gospel out further, to help more and more people in their spiritual lives. So this is a good prayer, but sometimes this requires us very much to get out of our comfort zone. I guess thinking of that verse, I've also said, "Oh God, deliver me from this." By the way, I do read Missions Magazine. I hope you do too. It's a very good magazine. And in the May 2007 issue, there was an article by Roger Malstead, and he was talking about missionaries. And even us missionaries can get a little comfortable. And he said, they press on and they do a good work, but in reality, the challenge that drove them into missions has been met, and even though they will not say so in their prayer letters, and I thought, man, how did he know? Well, he's been a missionary. They are, if not unchallenged, bored. And we can be like that even here in the States, unchallenged, bored, kind of comfortable. And I've always asked God, God, deliver me from such a state. You know, help me to always be getting out of my comfort zone, pioneering something new for your name's sake. He went on in the article that sometimes we can become like this. We've traded our gifts as pioneers for a ministry of what? Consolidation and management. I think, oh God, deliver me. There's so many people that need to know the Lord, the need to be encouraged, the need to go on in their Christian life. Help me to always be enlarging your work. So the radio ministry was actually something that came out of this, because we began to think, how can we get the gospel into Macedonia, which is right across the lake from us? You can see Macedonia written on the map. But also up into the mountains of Albania. It's a very mountainous country, and it's hard to get up there on a regular basis, but there's a lot of people who have interest now. Macedonia is a really tough place to get into, but only 5 minutes from where we live. But you can't just go out on the road there and distribute things. They're very tight about that. That's not true in Albania. But we thought, you know, a radio ministry would be a good thing, because the radio needs no passport. It has no bounds in terms of where it can go, needs no vehicle. And so we began to pray about that. And God, of course, as you maybe have read in some of our prayer letters, God has blessed, all right, in developing the radio. And this, the red circle is roughly where the signal goes. Go on to the next one. It's called Radio Logos, for obvious reason. It means the word. And it's in a country, imagine this, where they used to block the signals. All right, apparently North Korea is not doing a very good job, but Albania did a good job. They blocked it all out. And our daughter Sarah, you pray for her. She's really the station manager and does just a spectacular job working at the radio. All right, next slide. Some of the accomplishments that have happened. All right, just go down through the list here. We have good music. And by the way, our music will be even better, because Alan Park just gave me 5 CDs. All right, very good. All right, good music. We don't have rap music. Is that okay? All right. We have gospel programs, discipleship programs, children's program, you name it, we have it just about. Bible readings. We do it in 4 languages. 4 languages. Albanian, English, the Gypsy language, and also in Macedonian. All right. 24 hours a day, 7 days. We don't rent time, but we own the station. So we can do anything we want. And it's wonderful. I mean, just think, 15 years ago, you tried to do this, you couldn't get the signal into the country. Now you have a radio inside the country, 24/7. I mean, praise the Lord for this, all right? And at Fruit, just, we've only been operating a year and a half. We're total amateurs about this. But God has helped us, and at least two people have been coming out to the assembly. This is one fellow, Flory. He's expressed interest in being baptized. He's come to the Lord Jesus. So we just thank the Lord for this. Some of our future plans, in fact, I just submitted an application for expansion of this. And you want to get out of your comfort zone, come with me and we'll climb up on the mountains in Albania, finding the proper places to put our antenna. It's real exciting, you know, particularly in the winter. All right. The dotted line is where we're at now. That's our zone of transmission. We're going to put another antenna up on a higher mountain at 1,400 meters. You do realize what meters are, don't you, here in America, you know? Multiply it by three, you get to feet, just about. And our sphere, our transmission sphere will be now this. All right, not bad. Go further in Albania, further into Macedonia. And then, Lord willing, every year we have an idea of expanding it even more. Phase three, and that will be something like this in the whole southern part. And maybe, Lord willing, we'll actually take it into the whole country. We never thought we'd ever be in radio work, but this is just something the Lord has guided us in as we've gone along, all right? You have to get out of your comfort zone to take risk like this, to start something you don't know anything about. But the Lord helps you every step of the way. Now, I must mention another pioneering thrust that we're trying to do. You pray for us on this. It's called Nehemiah University. It's a private Christian university that we're trying to start in a country where they once outlawed God. All right? It's the first of its kind. Of course, Nehemiah, we understand it's related to rebuilding, and we want to help the entire nation of Albania to be rebuilt using a tool like this to make an impact for Jesus Christ, beginning in September of 2008. We want to have quality programs, but also Christian professors, all right? And we want to integrate the gospel and the Christian worldview in everything that we do at this school. Be the first of its kind in Albania. Now, this is something that you might think of. And I mention it today because we're talking about getting out of our comfort zone. So many possibilities still remain in Albania. This will be one splendid opportunity. Maybe you have a higher degree, master's or PhD in something, and you've been thinking, well, what can I do? I'd like to maybe go to the mission field. Pack up your bags. All right? Come on over next year. Talk to me today, of course, and we'll start negotiating. This would be wonderful. I remember when I taught at the university here in the States, a wonderful time to reach into the lives of young people. And we'll draw people from not only Albania, the surrounding countries, make an impact in these young people's lives, and they'll go back as the salt of the earth, the light of the world. So pray for us in Albania, and I really like the theme of this conference here today, getting out of our comfort zone. I pray that that would be true of all of us here. Lord bless you all. All right.